Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Carroll County's Caring Hands.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For people across the country, an unexpected medical expense can cause financial stress and drastic measures. Money pulled early from retirement accounts, late payments on bills, or even skipped meals. In eastern Ohio's Carroll County, a group of volunteers are stepping in to ease the burden for their neighbors in need. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
When Marsha Bullock was diagnosed with an aggressive form of lymphoma last year, the 62-year-old grandmother's life took up a pattern of doctor's appointments and chemo treatments and prayer. But as warm summer mornings gave way to chilly autumn nights, she grew increasingly worried about a concern even more immediate than her health, staying warm.
We heated mainly by a heating stove. Well, all the way by heating stove.
The kind you have to chop wood for.
I was kind of concerned how we were going to get through the winter.
Her doctor warned her about inhaling smoke or mold, but her furnace was broken. Fixing it required funds they just couldn't spare. That's when she got connected with a small, volunteer-run nonprofit, Carroll County Caring Hands.
When we started, honestly, gas cards were the things we thought about. We thought, we're going to need to give people gas cards. And then we started getting
Prescriptions
for people who couldn't meet their copay and maybe needed their insulin.
That's Melanie Campbell. We're in a conference room with several of her co-founders and current board members of the organization. Carroll County Caring Hands started a decade ago out of a desire to help local people overcome barriers to healthcare, which are kind of unique because of the area's remote location. Commissioners here believe the county is one of the last in the state without a 3 or 4 lane highway.
I mean, you can get to your doctor in Carrollton. The problem is, if you're doing any kind of treatment for a specialty of any kind, you're going out of town.
Akron is an hour away, the Cleveland Clinic, twice that. So the group started courting local businesses and hosting bake sales to raise money for gas cards. Now they do even more, paying mortgages and utility bills, installing handicap ramps and lift chairs. Christine Monaco is the nonprofit's treasurer.
We built a fence for an autistic child who kept escaping from the backyard. We did a lot of fuel tanks in January. We paid a lot of electric bills for people who had electric heat and their electric bills were excessive.
The group helped 85 people last year and about 24 since January. Those residents are part of a far larger group. Nationwide, a recent survey found a third of Americans have to make trade-offs to afford healthcare expenses.
That could be things like borrowing money, cutting back on utilities. It could be prolonging their prescriptions by cutting pills.
That's Ellen Myase, Director of Research for the West Health Gallup Center on Healthcare in America. She says as the cost of healthcare continues to rise, along with the prices of everyday essentials like groceries and gas, more and more families are feeling the strain. It's not limited to low-income groups.
This is going to take massive policy change and, you know, probably thinking about this in a different way than just, you know, small-term fixes to stop the bleeding. But that doesn't mean we should only think at that large policy level. There are families that are hurting right now. So anything that can help those families that are every day having to make these decisions and take one of those trade-offs out of their life, we have to be thinking on that level as well, right?
For Marsha Bullock, a working furnace allowed her and her husband, who fell ill over the winter, to focus on their health.
It was a miracle this year we made it through, and it was a blessing. Beyond.
In Carrollton, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.